Hallelujah. I want to show you something. Y'all be seated. I got to show you this. We were seeing this. I was seeing this. I got to share it with you. Hallelujah. The word and faith is our sword and shield. Now, Paul says, put on the whole armor of God. Amen?
Amen.
And two of those things is the sword and the shield. And the idea of the shield was to quench the fiery darts of the devil. Amen? Well, if the shield is faith, and the darts is fire, huh? And faith comes by the Holy Ghost, which is the water of God. When the fire hits the water, what happens? You get power. And that steam blows right back in that devil's face and knocks him on his backside where he belongs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I like that. I like that. My Bible says that all the things here on this earth are put here so that we can clearly see the invisible things of God and how He operates. And steam is a neat thing. I like steam. You put fire to water, you get steam. And if you direct that steam, somebody's hurting. Satan, it stinks to be you if you're in front of it, praise God. And if he sends that fiery dart and you direct it back at him, it's going to nail him right between the running lights. I remember one time Brother Ricky and I were down in Maryland. We went down to Maryland to do a revival one time. Amen? About 4 or 5 years ago, whatever, I don't know, 3 years. It was back, it wasn't yesterday, let's put it that way. Anyway, we went down there, and we're sitting in a restaurant, and we're talking to a man, and Ricky's sitting there, and I look at him, he said, oh, man. The man got up and left. I said, what's the matter, Ricky? He said, oh, I got a terrible headache. I said, well, yeah. I said, this man's been throwing spirits at you all day. Well, what do? I said, send them back. They ain't yours. They're not yours. Somebody sent you a rattlesnake in the mail and said, here, would you keep it? I wouldn't. I said, it's a return to sender, man. I don't want that thing. Praise God. I know the Bible says we lift up serpents, and if we drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm us. But I ain't going to go out and accept rattlesnakes to find out. If I get bit, praise God, I'll trust the Lord. And I'll tell you what, somebody come in my service, throw me a rattlesnake, I'm going to beat his head in with a chair, and then I'll lift it up and say, see, lift up serpents. Amen. I'll throw that sucker out. Praise God. If you love Him, say amen.
Amen.
But I ain't going to go out and play rattlesnakes to prove I'm of the Lord. Don't have to. Don't have to. I'd just soon raise the dead than play with some stupid snake. Hindu can play with a snake. Amen. But he can't raise the dead. Amen. Amen. Anyway, we're sitting there. So the guy comes back and Ricky sits there and he just says, did what I told him. He said, I tell these things to go back where they came from. All of a sudden, that man's sitting there, and he's dying. Oh. I said, what's the matter? I ain't going to name his name. I said, what's the matter? He said, oh, I just got a terrible headache. I got to leave. I said, I understand. Have a nice day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, Christians have got to learn the power of the name of Jesus. They've got to learn it. They've been kept blind too long, blind too long. There is power in that name. There is power in that name of Jesus. But only to those who are believers. Man, an unbeliever tries to use the name of Jesus, he gets in trouble real quick. But when a man of God or a daughter of God come along, a son of God or a sister of God or whatever you want to call men and women of God, saints, how's that? When a saint of God, hallelujah, give the Lord a cheer on that one. When a saint of God comes along and has Jesus in them and uses that name, the devil's on the run. And we have stirred them up here this year. And we're going to continue to stir them up. We're going to continue to stir them up because we labor against the unbelief. You wondered if I would ever come back to that, didn't you? Labor against that unbelief. We labor against it. Now, unbelief is part of the flesh. It's not part of the spirit, and it's not part of the soul. Unbelief is part of the flesh. So that sin will always try to come against you. But you have a will. God has given you a will, and you can choose to believe Him. Now, once you've got the fear down, once you've got the labor down, you got that faith cooking for you in the Word of God, what happens? Then we hold fast our profession of faith. Now, God knew what he was doing when he used had Paul use that word profession, because profession is done with your acts. Confession is done with the mouth. You confess Jesus with your mouth, but you profess him with your actions. You can confess Jesus and say you're a Christian, but when you heal the sick and raise the dead and cast out devils, you are professing him. Hallelujah. Now, in this revival this year, we've had deafness healed. Praise God. We've had a person with gout healed. Praise God. What else have we had? We've had color blindness healed. Huh? We've had knees healed. And you know what? God ain't finished yet. He ain't finished yet. Five years ago, whatever it was, the Lord showed me that there was going to be a pouring out of the oil of God and a pouring out of the anointing, and it was going to come out of here. And he said, take forth that oil and pour it. And I poured it. Now it's starting to land on the people. We're seeing people delivered. We're seeing people raised up. We're seeing people take off that old bondage. Denomination is stripping off of them. Denomination stripping off, and Jesus is coming on. I said, denomination is stripping off, and Jesus is coming on. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They're taking off that old cloak of religiosity and putting on the cloak of holiness. They're taking off that cloak of churchitis and putting on the cloak of righteousness. They're putting off man's wisdom and putting on God's wisdom. If you love him, praise him. Hallelujah. The Lord had told us that he would pour oil on ministers. And we've had that. That came, and ministers were anointed with oil. And the power of God took them down on the ground and ministered to them and drove stuff out of them that had been bugging them for years. Hallelujah. And now the Lord has come back and he said again that we're going to put out the salt. And that today was the day he was going to pour forth that salt. Because we have to be salty. The church has to be salty. It has to be salty. Has to be. Or Satan will tread it over and man will tread it over. And Satan has been treading over the church and man has been treading over the church long enough. Long enough. These are the last days. Janies and Jambres have run their mouth long enough. God's people are going to stand up and shut it up. God's people are going to stand up and shut them up. Janies and Jambres are going to open their mouth. Janies and Jambres are going to open their mouth to come against the truth of God. And the men of God are going to say Jesus, and their mouth is going to be all full of something. They won't be able to talk. Going to stop the mouths of them. Now you watch this. I've seen this in the past. I have seen it in the past. But only a little bit. The Lord just gave me a little bit to see. But he said that it's coming now with great and mighty power. It's going to come in great and mighty power where men of God will stand up and women of God will stand up and preach. People will come against them and drop dead. Drop dead. I've seen this. But it's going to become awesome. It's going to become awesome because God is raising his people up. He's raising his people up. And it's a faith thing. It is a thing you do in faith. You decide by faith that you're going to believe God and you're going to walk with God and nothing matters but God. Nothing matters but the name of Jesus. Wives don't matter. Husbands don't matter. Children don't matter. Jesus matters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if a man hateth not his father, his mother, his sister, his brother, his wife, yea, his own children for my sake, he's not fit for the kingdom of God. He didn't put that in there just to sound bad. He put it in there because there's a reason for it. He didn't mean you got to hate him, take him out back, and beat him up. What he said is you have to prefer him. The wife can't get in the way. I love my wife. And she's seen how God has moved over me in the last few days and over the last few weeks. She's also known me for 17 years. She knew she was a cripple when I met her. She was a cripple. Stand up, tell them. Is that the truth? Amen. She ain't a cripple now. She was a cripple when I met her. She ain't a cripple now. God healed her. God healed her. Doctor said she'd never walk again. I said, lady, before I leave this house, you will walk. She looked at me like I was from planet Mars or something. If she could have physically gotten up then, she'd have thrown me out of the house because I was a little bit smaller then than I am now. Amen. I got more mercy now, though, than I did then, too. Hallelujah. I didn't have a whole lot of mercy back then, but I've gotten some now. Praise the Lord. Bowels of mercy. If you love the Lord, say praise God. Have a seat, honey. My wife knows that I love her. She came up to me the other day. She says, honey, she was in tears. I said, what's the matter? She says, I don't want you to leave me. I don't want you to leave me behind. I said, I have no intention of leaving you behind, woman. You just got to walk a little faster, that's all. You want to keep up, you got to walk a little faster. Because I have set my face like flint to a heavenly city, New Jerusalem. And I am heading toward that New Jerusalem. And I am not going to look back. I'm not going to look to the left. I'm not going to look to the right. I'm not going to look down on the ground. I'm looking at my New Jerusalem, the city of God, the bride of Christ, and I'm heading for her, and I'm going to be a part of it, and I'm going to stand with the saints, and I'm going to stand with Jesus, and we're going to watch that city come down, and we're going to shout hallelujah. We're going to shout hallelujah and glorify the Lord. The Lord said, if that's going to happen, you've got to get a lot saltier than you are now. Because you're so saltless, it would take 50,000 Christians in a little bowl of soup to make it even begin to taste salty. He said, I want you so salty. Now watch this. This is what he said. I want you so salty when you walk by people, they taste salt. That's what he said. I want you so full of salt when you walk in a room, everybody's going to go, salt. Hallelujah. And that old devil's going to be driven right out of them. Amen. We've seen pieces of this. We've seen pieces of this. You know, Jesus said, if you believe on me, the works that I do, you will do also. Yea, far greater works than these shall you do also. Far greater. And a lot of people say, well, who can do greater works than Jesus? Well, Peter did. Peter did greater works than Jesus. When Jesus healed the sick, he said a word, or he touched them, or both. But Peter just walked down the street, and whoever his shadow fell on, they were healed. Paul could just take a napkin, touch it to his body, wherever it went. Demons cast out of people, and people were healed. Well, my Bible says that God spoke to me. Well, wait a minute, let me back it up. My Bible says that we're going to do greater works. And one night God spoke to me, and he said, I want to show you a thing, and I want you to go tell the people. And I did. I went and told them. I said, very soon you will see a man of God walk in a hospital room, and the sick, close to dying, will be lifted up without ever having to say a word. Said it would happen in a very short time. About 2 days later, a week later, Ralph Baldwin. Stand up over there, Ralph. About 2-3 days later, Ralph Baldwin calls me up. His grandmother, is in the hospital in intensive coronary care, whatever they call that thing. That's that heart room where you're going to die. They had her in that place all hooked up and everything, saying she wasn't going to last through the night. Is that about right? Amen. Said, would you come over and pray for her? I said, of course I will. Come over to the hospital, walked in the hospital room. Power of God hit that woman. She come up out of that bed totally healed. She said, hallelujah, something happened. Turned around and said, where is he? Where did he go? And the nurse said, what do you mean, where did he go? He said, well, when that man walked in here, Jesus came in here with him, and he touched me and said I was healed, and I'm healed. And now where is that man? Where is he? Where did he go? The only thing that was left there was me, Ralph, and whoever, who was it? Ricky, you were there. Praise be to God. But you see, that's the kind of power God wants His children to have. This is the kind of power He wants every one of you to have. Oh, hallelujah. Just walk in there and people will taste that salt. So I've come here today to be salted. I've come to be salted with that invisible fire that I have been salted with already, and I want more. But the Lord told me to do a strange thing, and you may laugh at it and you may think it's funny, but that's all right. I'm going to invite here in a minute people to come up front, and I'm going to take salt. And I'm going to just pour the salt out. And if you don't want salt in your hair, stay in your seat. But if you want people to taste salt when you come around, then you come on up. Now, I'm not going to be long drawn out on this. I'm just going to say, and by the count of seven, those who want to be salty, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If you're on your way, that's cool enough. Hallelujah. Well, we're not going to have any music, but that's all right. Looks like the musicians want it too. Hallelujah. Lord, you said it in your word that we'd be salted with salt. Now, I know that this salt here is just old table salt, but it's not this salt we want, Lord. It's your salt. It's the salt of your Holy Spirit and fire. So by faith, this is just a contact, Lord, with your salt. Let them receive as they receive in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Be salted with fire. And be salted with salt. Hallelujah. Be salted with fire. And be salted with salt. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Turn to somebody. Grab their hand. Just turn to someone. Don't worry about who it is. Just grab a hand somewhere. Can't find a hand, I'll grab a hand. Say, be salted with fire. Say, thank you, I am. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Walk in that fire. Walk in that faith. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. King Jesus. King Jesus. Hallelujah. Not King Davy. Not King Davy. Not King what's-his-face over there, but King Jesus. We're going to serve Him. Sickness, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke sickness in the name of Jesus. I rebuke deafness in the name of Jesus. I rebuke arthritis in the name of Jesus. I rebuke bad backs in the name of Jesus. I rebuke bad knees in the name of Jesus. I rebuke stupid tongues in the name of Jesus. I even rebuke dumb brains in the name of Jesus. Lord, heal this crowd in the name of Jesus. Let them receive. It's bought and paid for by God. It's bought and paid for by God. It's free. It's free. It's free. Hallelujah. 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 Praise be to God. It's bought and paid for. Jesus has already paid for it. He took it all. And now he's given all to you. Take it and go with it. Go with it and praise him. Go with it and praise him. Too, you know. Praise God. You know, if you give it out, if you run fast enough, you can be out there and get some of it. If you love the Lord, say, praise God.
Praise God.
You know, a preacher has to stand back and say, Lord, pour it in so it can pour it out. But the smart preacher sometimes runs back there and catches some of it. Praise the Lord. Turn to somebody, tell them you love them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you in the name of Jesus. Y'all, go back to your seats for a minute. I'm going to share something with you. Hallelujah. We're practicing for heaven. Practicing for heaven. Praise God. Our next revival, when we do it, is going to be down in Berlin on Route 12. The Lord showed us, just start here at the top of Route 12 and work our way right on down. Amen. Let's work our way right on down. And if anybody says, where's the revival? Say it's on Route 12. Just look on the left or the right. Can't miss it. Praise God. Look for those weird Jesus freaks running around yelling and screaming and carrying on like a bunch of fanatics. Amen.
Amen.
Now, this is the last day of the fixing to get ready because we done got ready. Amen. So what we're doing is between now Monday night through Friday, the last five nights of this revival here. Amen. But the Lord give us the salt to throw out on everybody else.
Amen.
So from this day forward, we're going to be walking the streets, salting the town. We're not going to speak to anybody. We're not going to speak to them unless they speak to us, but we're just going to walk through and we're going to claim, this is your ground, Jesus. This is your ground, Jesus. That one's yours, Lord. This one's yours. We're grabbing this block. We're grabbing that block. We're going to grab the other block. We're taking the whole thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, this is what the Lord showed me. You remember Joshua? When God set Joshua over, he sent others, he said, the children of Israel, but who was it, Mishnites or Ish? What was that tribe that he said stayed? Huh? No. I'm talking Israelites. The Manasseh, that's it. He said, now you guys, you mighty men of valor, you go with them. And you fight till they have rest. Then you can come back and enjoy the land. You see? Now, this is what the Lord showed me. You that stay behind are that tribe. We're going to go forth and we're going to conquer this Canaan land out here. And the ministers and the preachers and the people of the churches that join with us to conquer that land, they're going to get to continue the fight till all of us get to rest. Amen. So we're going to go on, but you're going to be here. You're going to have to stay here and you're going to have to fight and hold the ground. We'll be all one in the Spirit because there's only one Jesus. Amen. There's only one Jesus. So what we want to do the next 5 days, number one, whatever Jesus wants us to. Just whatever he wants us to. I have no sermons planned. I never plan sermons. I never plan a sermon. God told me he isn't interested in what I got to say. And if anybody's got any sense, they're not interested in what you've got to say. Tell them what I want you to say. So I don't come in here with anything. I don't have no idea most of the time what I'm going to say, what I'm going to do. I know I'm going to praise the Lord, and I know I'm going to seek to serve Him. I don't know. See, I don't know when He heals because He's the healer. He has given me power to heal, but it's not for me to tell Him when to do it. Somebody said to me one time, well, preacher, if you can heal the sick, why don't you go across the street to that hospital and heal everybody in it? And I said, I'll answer that question if you can answer this one. And I'll tell you who it was that asked me this. It was the president of New Tribes Mission in Sanford, Florida. New Tribes Mission was a Baptist mission school that trained missionaries to go overseas. And the president of that organization asked me this question. And I said, I'll answer that question if you can answer this one. When Jesus went up to the man that was impotent for years at the pool of Bethesda and healed that man. He said, you remember that? He said, yeah. I said, how come he didn't heal all those others that were there? He was the Son of God. Why didn't he heal all the rest? He said, I don't know. And I said, then I'm not going to answer your question. But I know why. I know why Jesus didn't heal the others. Because God told him to heal that one. Amen? And that one was seeking God's healing. That one was seeking God's healing. And that's the secret. And in my meetings, the Lord shows who needs healing and who what's wrong with them. He shows me that. But anyone can be healed at any time, just sitting in the pew, raising his hands to, or her hands to Jesus. Because King Jesus is the healer. Amen. So we're going to be going this the rest of this week with the salt, claiming this area. We want you to benefit. We want you to benefit. Because you've got to hold the ground. So bring them in. Pray and ask God, who do you want? We don't want nobody if God don't want them. Or if they're not ready. You see, there's a time of readiness. There are some that come in early. There are some that come in late. Let God choose. But you are the ministers. You. I told you a while back that I'm not an evangelist or a revivalist that goes out here and preaches to multitudes. I'm not a pastor. My ministry is to ministers. Those that are here are called to be ministers. You may not be called to a pulpit, but you're called to preach and to witness and to be a minister to God. Every one of you. Every one of you. Or you wouldn't be here. That's just the way it is. So my ministry is to you to go forth and to minister to others. Let's take the ground for Jesus Christ. Let's take it away from Satan. Amen. As I said the other night, beautiful thing about these revivals is this revival is paid for. It's paid for. I don't have to take up an offering. Hallelujah. God's already paid for it. He's taking care of it. And I love that. But I want you to pray about a few things. I want you to pray about a few things. We have needs that we need the Lord to provide. We need a truck or a vehicle that can carry a lot of equipment. We need campers because we've got people that are going with us that need places to stay, families that are going to go, and we want the Lord to deliver them in His time. In His time. This trailer we've got out here, we bless God for it, we praise the Lord for it, but it will not make another trip. It will not make another trip. If you'd have seen that thing coming in here, it was the Lord's angels holding that thing together. It was... Whoa. It was never made for that in the first place. So the Lord has showed us a Christian brother that it needs it. It's going to him. Amen. But what we want is that you keep us in prayer that we receive, that we get the trailers and the things that we need to carry on this ministry. That's all we ask. Another thing, if you want to help us put on a revival, the next revival, if you want it to be your gift to the next people, we have our baskets. Let the Lord lead. And that's all I've got to say on that matter. Praise God.
Amen.
Can't stand these preachers to get up and ask for money all the time. Here. Bless these people. Pray for them and sing a song and let them know they've been in church. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your salt. We thank you for your oil. We thank you, Lord, that you have given and delivered into our hands, Morrisville.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you that not only Morrisville is delivered into our hands, but the whole state of Vermont.
Yes.
And Lord, we also thank you because we're not stopping there. There's the United States of America that you have delivered under our hands. And, Lord, we thank you for that. And we just praise you and worship you. Lord God, I ask that you pour out your anointing and salt on everyone here. And let them go forth and be so salty, Lord, that people will taste it.
Amen.
Let them go forth in power and in might and in your spirit, conquering and taking the land for you.
Amen.
And Lord, we thank you for what you will do the rest of this week. We have no idea, but we know it will be good. And we thank you for that now. In Jesus' name,
amen.
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 Amen. Give the Lord a